Full disclosure going into this segment, folks. I grew up with three beagles in my family. They are my favorite dog, and they forever will be. And when the story came out about how there is a facility in Virginia that was breeding the beagles for experimentation, I immediately felt that I needed to do something personally because of how wonderful of a pet they can be for any family. And now to see Humane Fort Wayne stepping up, along with several other shelters all across the country doing the same, it truly does, it brings a tear to my eye, but I love to see that so many people have brought these dogs into their homes. And to talk more about that, we are talking to Jessica Henry from Humane Fort Wayne this morning. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning to you, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning, Jessica. It's good to talk to you about this. Now, you and I talked extensively about there is a several layers to this situation with the beagles that are coming from Virginia. Give us a little bit of the backstory. Where did these dogs come from, and what were they being used for?
So there are tens of thousands of beagles being bred across the country, specifically so that they can be tested on in laboratories. And those laboratories are testing for human medicine, which makes no sense to us, right? So they're testing for sensitivities to medications and all different kinds of things that humans will ultimately benefit from. But, of course, these beagles are doing that work on our behalf. So tens of thousands of beagles are being bred for that specific purpose. Unfortunately, those laboratories, at the conclusion of those tests, always euthanize the dogs, especially at the facility in southern Indiana.
Now, when it comes to the testing, a lot of people are wondering why beagle specific, but a lot of it has to do with, correct me if I'm wrong, it's because beagles are in generally so forgiving, but also they're one of the more intelligent breeds of canine.
That's right. In fact, when you and I were talking, you said, you know, you love them. They're such gentle, wonderful family dogs, and that's actually sadly why they're chosen specifically for this purpose, because they're so gentle. They just don't fight back, which is, it chokes me up to even say that, but they just don't fight back.
Now, when it comes to the rescue efforts, the lab in Virginia where they were being tested on did indeed get raided, and Humane Fort Wayne, along with thousands of shelters across the country, have all stepped up. How many dogs specifically got brought to Fort Wayne, and what is the future plans potentially to bring even more here for adoption or even for just fostering?
Well, the entire facility has been shut down, so all 4,000 beagles that were there have been relocated. We are proud to have been one of the few shelters who took multiple transports. We brought in 25 males and then 25 females, so we did two transports. Most of the males have been adopted. A few of them remain in foster care because some of them have some fearfulness that we're still working through. But those 25 females we received just a few days ago, they are almost ready for adoption. So if anybody listening is interested in saving the life of one of these sweet little beagle girls, they'll be going on the adoption floor starting tomorrow.
For the fact that you have, for the second batch of pups, for the fact that they were females, I want you to know personally that I had to make an extensive promise to my wife, because she knows how much I love beagles, and for the fact that we are in a slightly smaller condo, how much promising I had to make for the fact that I wouldn't be begging you to bring one to the studio this morning for me to take home.
I had a feeling that's why you wanted to do this by phone and not in the studio.
Oh, yeah, there was full disclaimer. As soon as I told my wife yesterday that I was going to have you on to talk about this subject, because it is so near and dear to my heart, I had to make the promise 17 times that I wasn't coming home with another dog. But trust me, folks out there, you will not find a more friendly family dog than adopting a beagle. And Jessica, if anybody is interested more in adoption, you guys have done a great job on social media highlighting some of the steps that can be taken, because the selection process for these dogs isn't quite like the adoption process of others, correct?
That's right. So as we mentioned, most of these dogs have not had a lot of human handling, so some of them have more shyness and fearfulness, and so we want to make sure that we are picking the right families, that we're looking for forever homes with folks who understand that it might take a little bit more time for some of these dogs to come out of their shell. They are a flight risk, for example. They might run if they hear noises. Some of them are a little jumpy. So this is a little bit different process than we're accustomed to, but this community is stepping up in ways that really don't surprise us, because Fort Wayne's such an animal-loving community. But it's a little bit different. You're right. Follow us on social media. Head to our website and learn more about how to take one of these beautiful dogs home and really benefit from the love of a beagle.
Jessica, I've told you many times, this story brings a tear to my eye many times, and I really appreciate the work you guys are doing to try to save these pups.
Thank you so much for wanting to cover it.
That's Jessica Henry from Humane Fort Wayne. Adopt, folks. Remember, adopt, don't shop. And in this case, make sure you get a beagle. Trust me, they're fun to play with.
podcast by Federated Media.